metal that blocks the pipe of air. And when you open the flue, you're letting more air into the stove. When you close the flue, you're keeping air out, which means there's less smoke, there's less heat escaping.
That's a very clear explanation of it. A small vehicle to carry heavy things in that has one wheel and two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
Yes. Then what would you sharpen a knife on, a portable sharpening thing?
Whitrock.
All right. And what about a big one that turns around?
Grinder.
Okay. Good enough. And the thing you drive is a?
Car.
All right. Would you ever call that by anything else? Any other name?
Mm-mm.
Automobile?
Mm-mm.
Motor car?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Then if something...
I call it a lot of other names, but not...
If something in the car is squeaking, what would you do to lubricate it? Not oil, but...
Grease it.
All right. And if you did it yesterday, you'd say you...
Greased it.
All right. And if it got all over your hands, you'd say they were all...
Greasy.
Mm-hmm. And then the stuff that... you might put on your door hinge if it was squeaking.
Oil.
And what would you call the stuff they used to burn in lamps?
Lamp oil.
All right. Any other name for that?
Kerosene.
Is that the same?
They're both petroleum products, but I don't really know the difference.
You'd have said lamp oil, though?
Well, no, I'd have said kerosene for a lamp.
Mm-hmm. What made you say lamp oil?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Once again?
A rag and a bottle and kerosene.
Mm-mm.
I guess you put the kerosene in the bottle and then stuff the rag down and then
light
it. Never saw that?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of any kind of homemade...
That sounds like a Molotov cocktail, though.
Well, I don't think it's the same thing quite. Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Uh-uh.
I think that's more of a Louisiana term, but it is used. Then inside the tire of a car, there used to be an inner
tube.
And if you've just built a boat and you're going to put it into the water for the first time, what would you say you're going to do to it?
Launch it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a small boat that you might go fishing with without a motor?
Fishing boat.
Okay. Any other names?
Rowboat.
Are these flat bottom?
Flat bottom.
Both
yeah.
of them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have pointed ends or square ends? Or?
Fishing boats don't. Square.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a bateau or a John boat?
I've heard of a bateau.
What is that?
And I think it's what we just described.
Oh.
A flat-bottom boat with square ends.
Would they call it that in Alabama?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I have heard the bateau.
Mm-hmm. And then, if you're going to the next village and I said, will you be home today, you might say, no, I...
Won't.
Because I...
I don't know.
Just explaining what your plans are, I...
Gonna stay.
Well, no, you're not going to be home, though. You're... You intend to make a trip to the next village, so you
right.
say, I'm...
Going to the next village.
Would you say the whole thing? Starting with the I.
I'm going to the next village.
Okay. That things like this is just not worth the time that it takes to get an answer out. This
is that what you wanted?
Yes. This is the same sort of thing exactly. If he said he was going to get some cake and you wanted to know whether you were going to get some too, you would ask...
Am I going to get some cake?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And a few more of this same sort of thing. Mother is just teaching a little child to dress himself, so she brings him his clothes and she says...
Here. Put them on.
A sentence. Here.
Put them on.
No, just beginning with here.
Here. Put your clothes on.
No, here blank your clothes.
Here are your clothes.
All right. And if I ask you if you think that Teddy Kennedy is going to run for president, you might